Hey friends.
How's it going?
Today we are sharing Kristen and Alan's wedding day that we just shot recently at the Clifton Inn in Charlottesville. Hey friends, we are Michael and Laura, a husband and wife wedding and portrait photography team based in Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to our audio blog. Please comment and let us know what you think and follow us on Instagram at Michael and Laura Photography.
Good job, man.
Thanks. Yeah, so the Clifton Inn, this was our first time shooting at it, and it's a beautiful, like, I want to say like a plantation house almost, on the top of this hill. Mm-hmm. They have great spots around the venue itself, around the building itself. You can stay there in the building. They also have guest houses that are like half a mile away. You can walk past this lake. It's just like it's like a small gem too, because it's only like an hour. It's like exactly an hour from where we live,
which is great.
Love, so you're not quite at Charlottesville,
yeah,
but it feels like you're nowhere near Richmond.
You still get pretty mountainous views, mm-hmm. but it's also very tree. Mm-hmm. It's not like it's like a huge open field. Mm-hmm. You also can walk by their garden, which I think they have a restaurant there, and they actually grow some stuff.
Yeah.
At their garden that they use at the restaurant. And then I actually think there's also two parts to the Clifton Inn. There's the Clifton, which is like their main wedding venue. Mm-hmm. And then the Clifton Inn, which is the smaller venue, which is where we shot for this smaller wedding. And it was beautiful.
It was gorgeous.
The house was really cool. I thought the getting ready room, they didn't use like the regular bridal suite as the getting ready. Mm-hmm. They used the library downstairs, which I thought was so fun.
Yeah, the library was really cool.
Really cool, like jewel tone colors, which worked perfectly for Kristen and Alan's theme. They kind of had like a geo colored scheme. Mm-hmm. And it was really beautiful.
Yeah.
And then we did their first look out in like the garden. Which if you go to their website, there's like a video and like people are playing like croquet out there, which it's like the perfect little croquet field.
Yeah.
Just surrounded by really beautiful flowers, which also worked out perfectly for Kristen and Alan because their whole florals were all like wildflowers.
Yeah.
And it was really pretty. And then we did more of their portraits out in front of the house, which was just gorgeous. You like mm-hmm. can't go wrong anywhere on this property.
It's true.
It's so pretty.
Yeah, and actually we were kind of worried about it at the beginning because it was raining like the entire drive up.
Yeah, it was.
But like as soon as the first look happened, the clouds parted. It had stopped raining prior to that, but
yeah.
The clouds parted the first look. The sun came out, and it was
sunny,
magical.
And beautiful.
It was
the
beautiful.
Whole day.
Yeah, their ceremony was also outside in front of the building, so they had this great like backdrop of what they were kind of looking at, but mm-hmm. all the guests could like, you know, when they turn around and she was walking out of the building, it was just like, I don't know.
Very
magical.
Picturesque.
It was very picturesque.
So speaking of the ceremony, my sister actually mm-hmm. officiated. Kristen is my sister's like oldest friend. They've been friends since they were like 12 when Kristen moved from West Virginia to Virginia. And so it was really fun. My parents came, our son Niles came,
yeah.
rocked the bow tie. We shot Kristen's sister's wedding years ago. Her mom is just like a sweet friend of the family.
Sweet.
So it was a really nice,
yeah.
just like celebration. It just felt like we were surrounded by friends the whole day, which was lovely.
Yeah. And it's actually the first time we'd met Alan's side of the family.
Yeah.
But the guys, I have to say, they were just an absolute riot.
Were they?
The guys, yeah, they were.
I think
hilarious.
It's so funny because the first time I ever hear about the guy's side is like right now,
yeah.
when we're doing the blog,
yeah.
because you get to spend so much more time.
It's true,
with
I do. Yeah,
I like.
It's actually really cool. They're little getting their space down at the bottom. We actually didn't have time to take photos down there, but they had like where the guys were. It was in the basement. It was like in an old wine cellar.
Oh,
so like
really?
there's like surrounded by this like old brick. I mean, it's not lit well at all.
Yeah,
not great for photos, but it's really cool.
Man, room suites never are.
They aren't.
Like it was basement-y, like sort of like Waverly Estate, or
yeah, kind of, yeah, like very like open brick,
yeah.
But it looked more, I think, a little more like finished. They had some like casks, like old casks they were using down there.
What's
that,
a
like,
oh,
like
for
like a
bourbon
wine
or
bourbon,
oh, okay.
yeah, something. And they were just sitting out there chilling downstairs,
yeah.
And they were in full tuxes too. So it kind of like
uh-huh.
brought the whole thing together. You
that's
know?
Cute.
It was.
That's cute. Yeah, he was so sweet. It was
yeah.
the first time I ever met him, which just feels weird because Kristen kind of yeah. feels like family. So to have only met her, you know, now husband on the wedding day seems crazy. But she's a doctor. They call her Dr. Cookito because her last name was Capito.
Yeah.
Anyways, sidebar. But she's been crazy busy
mm-hmm.
with life. wife, and they're now moving to Tennessee together. And so they'll be even further away. But luckily, her mom lives very close to my parents.
Yeah.
So we do get to see them sometimes.
Pretty
because
often.
Of that.
Yeah.
Anyways, we loved the Clifton Inn. Absolutely adore Kristen and Alan. Mm-hmm. Enjoy a few of our many favorites from their wedding day.
Congrats, you guys.